I have to find a way to shape my voice such that it's not outside of the industry. You're meeting the films and the filmmakers where they are, and the people and the audiences where they are.
Hello and welcome to the CineDB podcast series about African film professionals, hosted by three film curators and critics, one Anglophone, one Francophone, and one Lusophone. This 18-episode podcast series features directors, producers, educators, curators, and critics who share their experiences and reflections around their work. I'm your host, Katarina Hedren, film curator and critic, and in this episode I'm talking to the insightful and prolific Nigerian film critic Wilfred Okeche. In this episode, Wilfred Okeche talks about the importance of context in film criticism and of his aim to amplify the reach of African films. Nigerian writer Wilfred Okeche is an influential critic of African and black film. He is a member of FIPRESI and a Rotten Tomatoes certified critic who has attended critics programs and reported from film festivals in Berlin, Locarno, Rotterdam, Stockholm, Durban, and Lagos. His writing appears on numerous platforms, among them Variety, IndieWire, The Africa Report, OK Africa, and The Conversation. Thank you for joining us for this conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome, Wilfred Okeche. I'm so glad to have you here today. Thank you for accepting.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Let's get right into it. Can you tell me about your origin story as a film critic? How did it come about?
Like my villain story.
Yes, that version, please.
Okay, thank you for asking. It's a bit boring, really. I grew up in a very, how do I put it, in an environment that supported reading. My mom was a teacher. She retired as a high school principal. My dad also worked in the civil service. So it was a household that encouraged lots of reading. So I guess my entry into film criticism starts with reading. And then it also starts with watching film. We were also a household where they would allow us to watch films, you know, those popular films of the time, Sound of Music, Coming to America. Those are the films I can remember off the top of my head. Some Bollywood films also, Marge, Sholay. So that was my introduction into film. And then the afternoon matinees that we show on network TV, you know, they were mostly Hollywood films. But I had no idea that I would eventually be writing about film. That happened much later, maybe when I was in high school. That's probably the earliest memory, secondary school. I remember my dad would come home with these magazines, Newsweek magazine, Time magazine. He used to subscribe to them. And so once he comes home with them, I would flip over to the entertainment pages, because for me, there was just something glamorous and fancy about those pages, you know. And I would read what the latest movies that they would review or they would preview at the time. And so I guess professionally, that's where it started. Again, I didn't know that I would be doing this later on, but I knew that I never liked to miss any issue of the magazines that he would buy. It was either Time magazine or Newsweek. And so fast forward years later, I was in school and university now. And so I had this gap year. Well, it wasn't really a gap year. It was more like, I'll call it a gap year. So I had failed an exam and I wasn't able to retake the exam till the next year. And so I had this full year where I was basically not doing anything. It was just to prepare to take the exam. I couldn't go ahead with my class. I had to retake the exam. And so I went back home to Lagos and I had all this time, and I spoke with a friend of mine who I was like, you know, I had started scribbling some things down on Facebook notes. They were a thing back then. And so he was like, oh, I have this publisher. I have a friend of mine who publishes a magazine. You could send some of your stuff to him. And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And so I did exactly that. And the publisher liked what I sent to him. And he was like, you know, there's something here, but I feel like you need some more training to get better or to get you to where we want you to be. And if you could start an internship with us. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I have nothing else doing anyway. And so that's how I started the internship with the magazine. It was called Why Magazine. And the website was called Why Niger. And so that's how I started. When I started, he said my writing came alive most when I was writing about film or music, you know. And so he kind of pushed me towards writing about film and covering that space. And that was a period in Nigerian cinema where Nollywood films were beginning to go back to theaters, because there was this gap where all we had was video mostly. But then sometime around 2002, maybe, there was theaters came back to Nigeria. And so Nigerian films had started going to theaters. And he was like, you know, you could be writing about some of these high profile films that come to theaters. And I'm like, yeah, sure, okay. And so, yeah, that's in summary, that's my origin story.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Here you are. Respected and well-read critic and prolific. So tell me, I'm curious about when you started out, when you geared towards criticism, your view on what your role was then and how it is today. Can you tell me something about the evolution of that, if there is an evolution or not? I'm curious.
So at the point where I started, my role really was trying to make sense of the films that were coming to theaters, trying to look at their merits, not necessarily if they were good or bad, but just trying to see what they have to say or what they're trying to say, where they stand technically, but also in context of the larger industry where they operate in, and also the larger society, you know, that we had at the time. And then also because it was a website, to say to viewers, you know, is this film worth checking out? And we were trying on some levels as well to support the industry, providing publicity for these films and the filmmakers who made them. And so that was the role that I found myself in. It was a role that sometimes was at odds with the filmmakers, because they've spent all this effort making these films and they just want you to come and say, oh, this is the best thing since sliced bread, you know, even though it's not the best thing since anything. And so it was something that I struggled with, you know, and then I also began to realize that it's nice to say this film is not good and this film is not great. That's easy. Anybody can say that. But the critic's role has to go beyond that. You can't divorce these films from the contexts in which they are made and in which they operate in. And so I began to realize that I could not divorce these films from the local industry, from Nollywood or from the Nigerian setting. So it's not enough to say this film doesn't do what, say, the Matrix does, or this film's not giving what, say, the Marvel films were giving. Those films are a product of their own environment, and they are reviewed accordingly. And it took me, you know, a while to realize that. So I have to find a way to shape my voice such that it's not outside of the industry. And so you're not looking down on the films, you're meeting the films and the filmmakers where they are, and the people and the audiences where they are, and just trying to make sense of everything. And I find that it's simple, but it has also guided me along the years. And so when I'm writing about Nigerian film or Nollywood film or African films, I always want to bring in that context that I come with as much as I know, you know, as someone who lived, who was born and raised and lived in Nigeria. So I try to put that into my writing. And of course, I will find ways to say if this film does what it does, successful as doing, at doing what it wants to do or what it thinks it's doing, you know, but it goes beyond saying good, bad, or 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. You want to deepen context. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. And I find it, yeah, I mean, it's interesting since I do the same. I'm a film critic myself. And it's not something that is resolved, like there's a formula, so it's so much of this and so much consideration to this and that. But it's, like you say, it's consideration and fair judgment. And very often, yeah, it's not like it like a special case and special needs, quite the opposite, I think. But it's something, context is truly part of it. You also talked about not just the film and the filmmakers, but also the audiences. And I'm curious to know, when you write, do you imagine a reader? Do you imagine your audience for your film criticism?
That's an interesting question. I feel like when I write, I try to write what I would like to read. And that might be a selfish thing to say because I'm not my audience.
I think it's wise.
You know, but I also go back to when I was young and reading these magazines and knowing why I gravitated towards reading stuff about film, about music, or about culture generally. And it was because it was not trivial, but it was mostly was fun and colorful and, will I say, light in the ways that politics or business news was not. So they always seem to approach politics and business with a heavy hand.
Yeah.
But with culture writing, there was that lightness. I don't know, maybe it's just me, that I felt was present in the works that I like to read. And so I tried to bring that into my own writing, hoping that my viewer, my audience is also trying to, looking for that in their writing. So there's so many ways you can say, there's only a number of ways you can say that a film is not working or a film is working. But as a critic, you have to present it in prose that makes sense, not just to you, but also to your audience, and also pays service to the film. It has to be worthy of the film that has been made, because people, you know, spent literally years of their life making this film, or months of their life, and put in a lot of effort. There's a whole community that, you know, and you also want to do right by them.
Yeah.
And so you have to present your work in a way that, even when it has the technical details of filmmaking that you pick up, I also like try to make it fun, such that when someone opens a website, because now most of my work is online, when someone opens a website, they have that feeling that I had years ago, and they're like, okay, where is the film review? Let me just go straight to that, you know, or where is his writing? Let me just go straight to that if I don't want to go through the whole website.
So I'd say you succeeded in that.
Thank you.
I'm intrigued by one thing you said about the lightness. I think I thought you would go another way, because I do feel that there's gravitas in your writing, and that gravitas also lends, it reflects the seriousness with which you take this. Sure, it's entertainment, but you also do take it serious. You apply all your knowledge, the what you said about context and history, and I think we'll talk more about that. But for me, it's also, and I think I reflect that also to my own experience, what you're saying about writing, what is missing, like the you shape your, like this, I wish this take existed and you created yourself. And for me, your writing has that, like there's it's entertainment that you take very seriously, and storytelling that you take very seriously, and approach it like that, exactly what you say, no thumbs up and but more, here's your art, I see it, and here is how I see it.
Yes.
I wouldn't, so the thing was, I wouldn't label your writing as light, but not heavy, so it gets boring to read, but taking your craft, because I call it a craft, seriously, and there's gravitas in it, I'd say.
Yes, thank you very much. I certainly take it seriously, and maybe lightness wasn't the word I was going for. Sometimes words escape, but I definitely take it seriously. I take the film seriously. I take the filmmakers seriously, and I take my writing seriously as well. And so if I'm trying to present it in a way, and I also take the education that goes into writing, because every film review, every film essay for me, it's not just watching the film might be the most important part, but there's also research that you have to do ahead. You want to study the filmmaker, if what they've done before, you want to study who they've collaborated with, the actors involved. There's so many things that goes into writing one film review, and you have to be curious enough, especially if you want to put in that thing that has been missing. You have to be curious enough to want to know and to ask, what is this thing that could be missing?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work, but work can also be fun for me. And I believe that's why I was drawn towards film criticism in the first place, because I felt like it was work, but somehow if you don't present it to be boring or didactic or academic, sorry to to academics, I don't mean to say that theirs is boring, but
no, but it's different platforms.
But in a way that the general audience, because I also worked in a news blog online background, and they're struggling for clicks and they're struggling for audiences. So you want to present it in a way that a lot of people can access. That's probably what I meant. So not lightweight, because sometimes what we do is heavy, you know, as you know, but you know, it's still in a way, even when it's heavy, you want to present it in a way that it's accessible. Maybe that's the word.
Yeah, I understand. Exactly. I hear you. If you could tell me about areas that you're particularly interested in when it comes to writing about, and I think I broaden it also to not just film criticism, but your engagement, which you like express in writing when it comes to your domain, African film, right, and also Black film. So are there areas of particular interest?
Generally, I would say I would love to write about everything. Film-wise, you know, in terms of film criticism. For example, if I go to a film festival, I would love to write about everything. But however, in theory, that's all well and good. But in practice, that hasn't been the case, because, like I mentioned earlier, myself and my writing cannot be divorced from the realities, the cultural situation, the political situation that are on ground. And so as a Nigerian film critic, I love to write about Nigerian films. I love to engage with Nigerian filmmakers. But also in the broader sense of it, at film festivals, there is probably not much Nigerian presence. There's only so much Nigerian presence you can find in a film program. And so I would love to broaden my scope to write what's closest to me as a Nigerian. What can I identify with? I identify with African films, because in so many ways they are also Nigerian films. If I'm Nigerian, I'm African. And so the reality is that a lot of, when you find these films at major film festivals, not everybody is really interested in them, because the situation, again, the films are not divorced from the situation, the realities on ground, meaning that they tend to be independent films made by filmmakers who are struggling and don't have access to the larger distribution and production access that their colleagues from around the world may have. And so you find that these films, need support, need amplification.
Mm.
And I genuinely love watching them. I genuinely love, because there's something to be said about seeing people who look like you and cultures similar to yours. And so I would genuinely love to watch African films and write about them, or Black films and write about them. But also I find that professionally there's a need for me, not just me, but for other critics who look like me, to give voice to our films. Because the coverage, whether we like it or not, the coverage that European, say, organization, the interest is not as acute as one as their own film.
Yeah.
So it's left to us to, you know, to lift up or amplify our films. And apart from that, also the cultural background that we bring with that, a lot of things get lost in translation between people watching the films, taking them in and writing about them.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that I would be able to pick up just because I'm coming from this background and I understand this context. And so I find that it's important for me and people like me to bring in that depth of research or background or voice that hasn't always been there.
And lived experience also.
That tends to inform what I write about. Mm. So I'm not the person that just wants to write about African films or Nigerian films or Black films. But I find that many times I have to write about them first before writing about the other stuff that I would love to write about.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I think that what you say is very important. And I mean, you also write about films from Chad, for example. You don't just write about Nigerian films, and I think it's important there also, and I completely see that in your writing, that not only and not always is it from an informed place, but it's from an insightful and non-alienating space, is what I would like to call it, where we, in these contexts, we don't have to be mindful of not alienating and othering, because we are part of those who like you said, we are part of those who would otherwise be alienated and othered in a way that, and we can speak from an inside, not perspective, but positionality, I think. And I think that is what a super important contribution. I know that you have talked about how you're also interested in discovering and covering new talent. That is an area that stimulates you in your work. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, it's always interesting to me to support new talent, and I'm also interested in how we are able to find and discover new talents that will continue the tradition. African film has a long and great tradition of filmmaking, and I feel like it has to continue, but it doesn't just continue because you think it will. There has to be deliberate efforts to groom continuous generations of filmmakers by exposing them to film, by exposing them to, because you can only be what you see, you know, something, it has to be familiar to you for you to want to. You have to see a film before you want to make a film, you know, most of the time that's how it goes. And so I've been curious, you know, speaking about where I'm from, a lot of the filmmaking activity in Nigeria is independent. Even when there's studios, the studios are independent on many levels. And so there seems to be several silos of people just doing what they can and doing what they struggling to break through. And so there's schools, there's institutions, but they are hardly doing, they're not enough. Mm. I guess that's and they can only train so many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with my work, I like to support new voices, But again, there's only so much that a film critic can do, because at that point, the critic encounters them. They have already put out something. They have already made something. Mm. And so that, I guess, has led me into other means of supporting filmmaking talent, mm. even before they're ready with their film. So in terms of production, in terms of, you know, access to making these films. And I find that working in some way, I've been privileged to also work as in the programming space. Yeah. I find that also that's another place where I've been able to champion voices that I feel like they're not quite accomplished yet, yeah. but there's talent and they have something to say. And if you support them, maybe they can be this in future. And so it's complicated. It's incredibly complicated. It's also a lot of work. And I don't have all of the answers. I don't also feel like I'm doing enough, because as you know, it's just incredibly difficult. So yes, but I find that I like to use whatever platforms are available to yeah. me to champion filmmaking talent that I feel like should be nurtured and should be developed, you know.
And thanks for bringing in also the curation part of it, because it's also because you started in writing and went to and now branched out into curation. I went the other way around, from curation to writing, but it's the same, it's part of the same effort, right? To pay attention, to frame properly, to lend a graceful hand in a way. And can you talk about that? You're venturing into curation.
Mm. I would say that curation for me happened by chance. It followed from the work, from my work as a film critic. But then if you think about it, they're not so divorced from each other. Mm-hmm. Because what is curation? While you're curating, you're also critiquing. You're also criticizing. Yeah. You know, you're like, does this work for the audience that I'm presenting this for? Mm. And if so, why does it work? And so you have to make your argument for this and provide historical context, provide social context, provide all of that, all of what you would do as a film critic. Mm. Maybe not in the written form this time, maybe in the formal, in the oral form, or in terms of making arguments for a particular film. But you also, you know, they sort of share similar constructs. Mm. And so for me, when the opportunities came, I think I was happy to embrace them, because I felt like I had spent so many years doing writing about film and observing the situations and the cultures and the developments. And so I felt like I was ready, in a sense, to do this, because I had the skill set that I've gathered from writing about film. And so my work in curation started again in Nigeria, in Lagos. There was a film festival, AFRIF. It's Africa International Film Festival. It's the biggest, I think, film festival in Nigeria. And they reached out. Did they reach out to me, or did I reach out to them? I'm not sure how that happened. But yeah, so I started with watching films and then making a suggestion list to the program curator, program director. And he was a filmmaker, Newton Aduaka. Mm. You might know him. He's a filmmaker.
And an excellent one.
He made Ezra a couple of years back.
And others, yeah.
And so he was the creative director of AFRIF. The first year that I joined, I was watching films and, you know, giving him feedback. Oh, this film, I feel like this should go. I feel like this one, you know, and he would take the feedback. And so that was essentially my journey into curation. Mm-hmm. And I saw that I got a lot of satisfaction from watching programs come together, you know, from scratch. Yeah. I was like, you know, it's an interesting experience. If I had the opportunity to do that again, I would. And so somehow the opportunities just kept coming, mm-hmm. you know, and people would reach out to me. Sometimes it's not even in the sense of, in an official sense. Sometimes they just want you to advise. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you're from this region. What filmmakers do you think should we be looking out for? What films are you excited about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you should look at this person, talk to this person, talk to that person. Because a lot of curating work is, people think it's just watching films that come to you. Yeah. But no, you know, a lot of it, as you know, you're reaching out, making contacts, you know, making connections, anticipating, banking on some filmmaker, seeing someone and like, you're not ready for us yet, but, you know, in 5 years you could be, or with your next project you could be. So let's talk about what you're doing next.
Yeah.
You know, just creating relationships.
Yeah. What you're saying there, sorry, I must just, because we have also talked about sustainability. How do you actually manage to live from what you're doing, that important and rich work? It's a lot of work. And when you say when people call and ask, and you really want to do that thing, you really want to help out to make sure that people are visible, you want to help out those who are looking for things, but then you have this, like, people want to, I call brain picking shoplifting, because we spent years building exactly what you're saying, building networks and getting to know what we know. Exactly.
Yes.
It's always an interesting balance.
Yes, that's a great, it's a great way of, you know, tying them together. Sustainability, for me, it's hard, you know. Of course, I recognize my privilege, but I also say maybe not so, because people say, oh, but at least you're visible, and maybe I am. But also, it's a lot of work, you know, to be visible in that sense. It's a lot of pitching. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of reaching out to people, editors. I think I have this to say, would this be of interest to you? Mm-hmm. A lot of no's. Initially, when I started, I used to get upset when I would get no's. But now it's just water off my back. Mm, you say no, I'm like, okay, whatever, next.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at the next, because I have to, not only do I have to make a living, I also feel like I have these stories that need to get out.
Yeah,
and so it's just finding ways to tell these stories of the films, but also of the filmmakers. And so it's hard. If I were to be doing this alone, I don't know that I would be able to survive. I don't think I'm at that. That's why when people say, but you're better than, I'm like, yeah, that's only because I'm doing something else on the side. And so for me, I'm not at that point where I'm able to make a living from both critiquing films and curatorship or programming full time. And I would love to get there one day, but I'm not quite there yet. And so in the meantime, I have to do other stuff to keep the lights on.
Yeah,
you know, I can't tell you that I'm making a living sustainably out of film criticism and film scholarship.
Yeah.
And if anybody is, you know, I would love to hear from them how, because I'm not on staff on any publication or with any festival. But I find that somehow I find a way to find projects that keep me going and make me want to continue. I don't know what the future holds.
Mm.
I can't say. And I would love that future to be a place where I would be working in film in some level, writing, amplifying, networking, doing all of what I'm doing. But I don't quite know how that future looks like yet. Maybe you have
I have the solution for you. No, I don't. but we're in it together. That's all I can say. And I do want to say before we round up that I'm grateful that you are doing what you're doing, because you're doing it excellently. And it's such a pleasure read you. And I'm looking forward to continue to reading you. And I wish you all the best. And I thank you for being part of this.
Thank you very much. I'm also a big fan of your work, and it's also been a guiding light for me and for people like me to see people who have been there. You know, there's always, people say it's important to continue and to create linkages, because that way you ensure that the work continues. Yeah. And I wish that the job or the situation was such that you could tell people coming after you, this is what you have to do to do this. But we're all just pretty much figuring it out, you know, on our own.
Yeah.
And I hope that it gets better.
Yeah.
But thank you for your work.
Thank you so much. We continue individually in community. Let's do it like that.
Cool. Yes.
Thank you so much, Will.
You're welcome.
All the best.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and thanks to Wilfred Okiche for generously sharing not only what he knows, but the questions he grapples with as a writer and a critic. I highly recommend our series in French, hosted by film critic and curator Dia Mambo, and in Portuguese, hosted by scholar and curator Janaína Oliveira. You can subscribe to the CineDB podcast series in any of the three languages on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Lucky are those who speak all three languages, because you will get the maximum out of this series. This episode was created by Akinesthetic, with executive production and curation done by myself, Katarina Hedren. Podcast production is done by Vasti Kalitz, with help from Andrew Burnett, who is also our editor. CineDB Africa is a project aimed at connecting African film professionals with one another and audiences. This series is funded by the GIZ, the German Agency for International Cooperation, and the Goethe Institute. Until next time, keep well and keep watching African film.